This is Come All Ye on 2MCE Community Radio in the central west of New South Wales. Bruce Cameron's my name. Welcome along. Rather different program today. They're all very long tracks. I usually avoid playing tracks that are longer than about 5 minutes because it cuts down on the variety in the program. However, today you're going to cop a lot of long tracks. Some will be twice as long as 5 minutes. So if you give up after 10, 15 minutes, that's okay. You can come back next week. We'll start the program with a long track by The Chieftains from an album simply called The Essential Chieftains that crops up on various of their albums. This is The Donegal Set. Thank you.
caught the lightning through you. You helped to make her fast. You heard the sailors talking in the rigging. When the captain said he'd take another hand before the mast, you knew you were halfway to the diggings. So you rode the ocean swell to Bendigo, living hell in the camps and the creeks of Castlemaine. But like a million other souls, you were haunted by the gold. You'd never know a peaceful day again. And tell me, you and Gillis, did you still believe the dream when the hard men of Victoria bought and sold you? When you had to sell the farm that you'd sifted from the seams, did you curse the tale the sailor laddies told you? Did you fight against the call of the island you knew would never hold you? For all the gold you and Gillis ever found could not buy him peace or freedom from the memory of the sound of the waves on St. Kilda's rocky shore. When the dream was done, you'd lost your children and your wife and every single thing you'd ever had. But you told your friends the gold was still the center of your life, and it told you one and all that you were mad. So you wandered through the years, never stopping once to rue, and St. Kilda heard your footsteps as you passed. Old Glory even put you in a coat of faded blue, so the older Glory claimed you back at last. And tell me, you and Gillis, did you give the Lord your thanks when he showed you the gold and riches need? Or did you bow your head in prayer on the sacramental banks and ask him, should you go or should you stay? Did St. Kilda call you home across the mountains at the dawn of every day? For all the gold you and Gillis ever found could not buy him peace or freedom from the memory of the sand or the waves on St. Kilda's rocky shore. So once more you made the journey to that barren, barren land, to end your days among your kith and kin. To winter, when the devil held the island in his hand and the shadow of starvation rode the wind. But it's hard upon St. Kilda for the folk to keep their pride when every season brings them to despair. And to hear you tell the tale, oh, a different ocean's tide made their bitter burden harder still to bear. Though they knew you for their own, you were forced to stand alone in a solitude that no one could endure. They made your home a living grave until the bravest of the brave was forced to leave the poorest of the poor. So you reached out once again and took hold of the bonny golden lure. For all the gold you and Gillis ever found could not buy him peace or freedom from the memory of the sound of the waves on St. Kilda's rocky shore. First I heard the tale of human and the gold, I was filled with bitter anger and with tears. To hear a traveller return, then be shut out from the fold, drove a shaft into the deepest of my fears. For God made you and Gillis, God gave him wings to fly, but only from the lands where he belongs. But I'd fight with God himself for the light in human's eye, or with anyone who tells me he was wrong.
But there's some who use their dreams to tear themselves apart, and some who never find a dream at all. But how many find the courage to look deepest in their hearts, to find a dream they can follow till the fall? And when my heart cries out to wander, I can hear him answering that call. For all the gold you and Gillis ever found could not buy him peace or freedom from the memory of the sand of the waves on St. Kilda's rocky shore. And on the island, the greatest story ever told, it was always you and Gillis, California and the gold. So far from St. Kilda's rocky shore.
Was Dick Gochen singing Ewan and the Gold, a song written by Brian McNeil. Dick Gochen likes a lot of the songs that were written by Brian McNeil. That one he recorded on an album called Redwood Cathedral. And opening Come All Ye Today, the Donegal set by the Chieftains. We have a program of long songs and long set tunes, or tune sets. Next one comes from an album called Meeting by a group they call the AGA Trio. Music from Georgia, fellow playing accordion, from Armenia, fellow plays duduk, and from Turkey, chap plays the kaval. This is Ezrumi Şoror. Thank you.
was an old man in the North Country. Bow down. There was an old man in the North Country. Bow and then to me. There was an old man in the North Country. He had daughters there to see. I will be true, true to my love. Love if my love will be true to me. The old man gave the little one. Man gave the little one a hat. Bow and bend to me. The old man gave the little one a hat. The other sister couldn't stand that. I will be true, true to my love. Love if my love will be true.
She said, go put your new hat on, bow down. She said, go put your new hat on, bow and bend to me. She said, go.
saw her floating about, bow and bend to me. The miller saw her floating about, he took his hook and he drew her out. I will be true, true to my love, love if my love will be true to me. He took off all of her fine gold rings, bowed down. He took off all of her fine gold rings, bow and bend to me. He took off all of her fine gold rings and pushed her back in the water again. I will be true, true to my love, love if my love will be true. Miller was hanged for the deadly sin, bow down. The miller was hanged for the deadly sin, bow and bend to me. The miller was hanged for the deadly sin, the older sister up to heaven. I will be true, true to my love, love if my love will be true to me.
It's a version of a pretty well-known song called Two Sisters, performed there by Aubrey Atwater and Elwood Donnelly, and they perform as Atwater Donnelly. They come from Rhode Island. Before that, a combination of musicians from Georgia, Armenia, and Turkey. And some of those nationalities don't necessarily get on all that well, but these fellows do, which is good. Is Rumi Şoror was the name of the track, the AGA Trio. You're listening to Come Orgy, and this is a program of long tracks today. And I think this is probably going to be the longest we'll hear today. This is Fairport Convention. It's a track called Sloth, and this version comes from the Airing Cupboard tapes, which were recordings made at concerts over a period of time. Fairport Convention and Sloth. To be said, 13 minutes of sloth from Fairport Convention. On our program of long tracks today, we're up to the group Bellowhead, who performed in England for a few years and were quite innovative and were not scared of the odd long track or two, including this one. It's called Tom Paget.
Well, of all the trades going, it's in begging that I take great delight. For my rent is all paid when I lay my bags down for the night. And my rent is all paid when I take a long stick in my hand, and at night I will please the fair maidens as best as I can. But I walked all the day till I came to some rich farmhouse. I knocked on the door like some poor fool left lately without, without eating or drinking for 20 long hours or more. And I said, kind madam, will you pray for and remember the poor? If it's arms that you want, you will get them, old man, she said. But before she gave pennies, she ran to her mummy upstairs, saying, mummy, your mummy, there is a strange man in the hall. Stay close to your chamber, for I fear he will ravish us all. Against the poor man at the door, clouds hung down, looking 18 long, and she's on more. Tom Patchett, she said, why don't you go work for your bread to some rich farmer and be decently clothed and fed? But a plow and some madam, I'm afraid that I have little skill, for I plow my own furrow and others may do what they will. Tom Padgett, she said, if you and I could both agree, then I'd make you the steward over all of my men for to be, and we'd eat at one table and we'd sleep in the soft bed of down. If I could but have you, Tom Padgett of Killalong Town, with all the trades going, it's in begging that I take great delight. For my rents is all paid when I lay my bags down for the night. And my rents is all paid when I take a long stick in my hand. And at night I will please the fair maidens as best as I can.
I think that song originally came from Northern Ireland, but it's travelled around a bit. Well, he was a beggar, Tom Padgett, so he moved around a lot. There we heard John Bowden with the group Bellowhead and the story of Tom Padgett on our programme of long songs. Next one is a long song, and it's in a reasonably accessible Scottish accent from the Glasgow singer, I think, Adam McNaughton. I think he's Glasgow because the protagonist in the song seems to come from Glasgow. You have to listen reasonably closely, and it's not a traditional song, and it's not sad and mournful. It is comedic, demonstrates the ongoing animosity, or competition, not animosity, between Glasgow and Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh lived a fine young man, with a highly loo and a hollow lan. He was tall and as lithe as a willow wand, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny. In Glasgow there was another man living, with a highly loo and a hollow lan. To be mair precise, up a close and govern, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny. Now the Edinburgh man came from Morningside, with a highly loo and a hollow lan. He'd a penloaf voice and a 10-gallon head, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny. Now it happened, it befell, nay, it came to pass, with a highly loo and a hollow lan, that both of them fell in love with one lass, and the birk and the broom blew bosoms bonny. Between the two cities she had her dwellin', wi' a highly loo and a hollow lawn, and a big posh hoose near Bridge of Allen, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny. Now the Glasgow man being rough and ready, wi' a highly loo and a hollow lawn, says, "How's about you and me gone steady?" And the birk and the broom blooms bonny. And the Edinburgh man said, "I plight my troth, wi' a highly loo and a hollow lawn, but she cried, "I cannot marry yous both, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny." This lady being a resourceful woman, wi' a highly loo and a hollow lawn, she's away to the wildlife park at Blair Drummond, and a birk and the broom blooms bonny. And she's flung her glove into the lion's den, wi' a highly loo and a hollow lawn, says, "I'll marry the man that brings me the glove again, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny." Now the Edinburgh man, he did not pause, wi' a highly loo and a hollow lawn, cried he, "I fear no lion's claws, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny." No, the Edinburgh man didn't hesitate, wi' a highly loo and a hollow lawn, he plunged into the den and was immediately ate, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny. And the Glasgow man turned to his love, wi' a highly loo and a hollow lawn, "You look hell of a stupid stone in there wi' one glove, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny." Well, a man that's feared, he's no worth getting, wi' a highly loo and a hollow lawn, he's a damn sight better than one that's been hating, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny. Now if you should doubt this tale of love, wi' a highly loo and a hollow lawn, just look for a lion wearing one white glove, and the birk and the broom blooms bonny.
Adam McNaughton and the story of the lion and the glove. So you just look for a lion wearing one white glove and you'll know what's going on. The Words I Used to Know was the name of that album, and he's very funny, Adam McNaughton. The next track comes from George Stavis and a very strange album called The Thousand Incarnations of the Rose. And it features George Stavis playing the electric banjo, but it's not bluegrass and it's not Irish music. It's very much his own style. This track is called Winterland Doldrums.
Thank you. Thank you. by me to think on my unhappy fate to be hanged upon a tree. My name is William Corder, to you I do declare. I courted Maria Martin, most beautiful and fair. I promised I would marry her upon a certain
Shirley Collins singing with the Albion Band. Jolly little number called The Murder of Maria Martin. Was that the tumbrel rolling along there at the end, taking her to her doom? What an interesting program of long tracks we're having today. I'll play a long Scottish song. This one is actually an old Scottish song. Alistair Hewlett recorded it on an album called In Sleepy Scotland. This is the story of Tam Lynn.
Come all of you maids, and you very pretty maids, a one and take by me, and don't go down to the chase's wood. If a maid you wish to return and return, if a maid you wish to return, Lady Margaret, Lady Margaret, she was sitting in her bower, she was red as any rose, but she's wont to go to the chase's wood, to pull them flowers that grows and grows, and to pull them flowers that grows. So she's ta'en up her silver comb, make haste to comb her hair, and she's away to the chase's wood, as fast as she could tear, as fast as she could tear. And she had not pulled but the one red rose, the rose that grew upon the green, when a voice said, Lady, how dare you pull the rose, without the leave of me, of me, and without the leave of me. Well, this little wood, she said, it is my very own, my father, he's given it to me, and I'll pull up a root, but I'll break or bend a branch, and I won't ask leave of thee, no, I won't ask leave of thee. But he has taken her by the middle so small, down to where the grass it grew so green, and what they'd done, well, I just couldn't say, for the green leaves that grew between and between, all the green leaves that grew between. And he has taken her by the lily white hand, down to where the grass it grew so green, and what they'd done, well, I just couldn't say, but he never once asked her leave, her leave. No, he never once asked her leave. There were 24 ladies, they were sitting in the hall, all a playing at the chess, except it was for the young Margaret. She's green as any grass, oh, she's green as any grass. And there were 24 ladies, they were sitting in the hall, all as red as a rose, except it was for the young Margaret. And pale and wan she goes, oh, pale and wan she goes. But up and spoke one of them little girls, on her face there was a smile, she said, I think my lady has loved a little long, and now she goes with child, oh, now she goes with child. But up and spoke another of them girls, a pretty little girl was she said, I know a herb growing in the chase's wood, that'll twine the babe from thee, as will twine the babe from thee. So Margaret, she's picked up her silver comb, made haste to comb her hair, and she's away to that chase's wood, as fast as she could tear, as fast as she could tear. So grey, except to twine away the pretty little babe that we got in our play, that we got in our play. Well, tell tell me this, young Tamlin, she said, if a mortal man you be, well, I'll tell you the truth without a word of a lie. I got christened as good as thee, I got christened as good as thee. But as I rode out on a bitter, bitter day, it's from a horse I fell, and the queen of the elfin, she did take me. In yonder green wood for to dwell, and to dwell, in yonder green wood for to dwell. And every seventh year we pay a toll to hell, the last one here is the first to go. And I fear the toll, it's myself, oh, I fear the toll, it's myself. But tonight it is the Halloween, and the elfin horse shall ride, if you would your true lover save. By the old mill bridge you must hide, you must hide. By the old mill bridge you must hide. And first'll come a black horse, and then there'll come a brown. They'll both race past the white. Throw your arms around my neck, and I will not you a fright, no, I will not you a fright. They'll turn me then, and it's all in your arms, to many's a beast so wild. Hold me fast and fear me not, I'm the father of your child, oh sweetheart, I'm the father of your child. Then the woods grew dark and the woods grew dim, young Tamlin he was away. She's picked up her lily white feet, to the mill stream she ran straightway, straightway, to the mill stream she ran straightway. She looked up and she looked down, she compassed all around, she nothing saw, she nothing she had no mortal sound, no sound. Oh, she had no mortal sound. Till about in the dead hour of the night, she heard them bridles ring, and it's chilled her heart, it's given her a start. More than any mortal thing, anything, more than any mortal thing. And first there came a black horse, and then there came a brown. They both raced past the white. She threw her arms around his neck, and he didn't have a fright, no, he didn't have a fright. But the thunder rolled across the sky, the stars they blazed as bright as day, and the queen of the elfin, she gave a chilling cry. She said, young Tamlin, he's away, he's away, oh, young Tamlin, he's away. And they turned him then, it was all in her arms, to a lion that roared so wild. She held him fast and she feared him not, he was the father of her child, she knew he was the father of her child. And they turned him again, it was all in her arms, to a big black dog to bite. She held him fast and she feared him not, and he didn't have a fright, no, he didn't have a fight. And they turned him again, it was all in her arms, into a twisting snake. She held him fast and she feared him not, he was one of God's own make, she knew that he was one of God's own make. And they turned him again, it was all in her arms, to a red hot ball of iron. She held him fast and she feared him not, and he's done to her no harm, no harm, oh, he's done to her no harm. And they turned him again, it was all in her arms, to a mother naked man. She threw her cloak around his shoulders, cried, oh, my love, we've won, crying, oh, my love, we've won. But the queen of the elfins, oh, she cursed that young Tamlin, and oh, she cursed him good, she said, I should have taken out your eyes, Tamlin, and put into eyes of wood, I should have put into eyes of wood. And curses on you, young Tamlin, she said, you once were my very own, and when you were, I should have torn out your heart, and put in a heart of stone, I should have put in a heart of stone.
That group is called Banter, from their album Yes. That was Jake's Jig, and I thought I'd raise the tone a little bit, or lighten the tone rather, after Alistair Hewlett's version of Tam Lin. Very grim. Banter got a bit carried away there towards the end, didn't they? Here's Bob Fox and Stu Luckley. A wonderful combination of voices and instruments from the late 1970s. They recorded two albums, and then for various reasons, the record company, or the individual who was the record company, put them in a locked box, the records, not the two performers, and they were never re-released. So Bob Fox and Stu Luckley re-recorded all the songs some years later, released it on an album called Box of Gold on the Fellside label, and it is terrific. Well worth the efforts. Some of the tracks definitely sound even better than the originals. This is a track called Fishing. It's two songs, North Sea Holes and The Fishing, both composed by Ewan McColl.
Gallant fishermen that plow the stormy seas the whole year round on the fishing ground. On the northern inch, on the Norway deeps, on the banks and the knolls and the North Sea holes, where the herring shoals are found. Well, it's there you'll find the Norfolk boys and the lads from Peterhead. And there's Bookie Chiels and the men from Shields. On the northern inch, on the Norway deeps, on the banks and the knolls and the North Sea holes, where the herring shoals are found. From Fraserburgh, from Aberdeen, from Whitby and Yarmouth town, the fleet's away at the break of day. On the northern inch, on the Norway deeps, on the banks and the knolls of the North Sea holes, where the herring shoals are found. Now it's up at the dawn with your sea boots on, down to Yarmouth Quay, to fish Smith Knoll, where the big seas roll. On the northern inch, on the Norway deeps, on the banks and the knolls and the North Sea holes, where the herring shoals are found. And your engine's spick and span to fish the ground and the North Sea round, and to fish the knolls at the North Sea holes, and to try a look at the North Shields dock with a catch of 100 grand. There's no need to wait for wind or tide, you're the master of the sea. Come, come, or squall, just shoot and haul, and fill the hold with a fish to be sold, and steam ahead for the curing shed and the fires on Yarmouth Quay.
fish and spot your henshaw. For when they're still in the sea, you'll never get them sold. So watch the diving, gallant boys, notice what he gets. And if you see the wild fish blow, it's time to shut your nets. With your toodle-laddie whack for the laddie toodle-doodle. And when you've shut your nets, me lads, you wait for the time to pass. You keep one eye upon the clock and the other on the glass. For the sea is wide and deep, the winds might blow a sudden gale. So take your ship and gear and leave no one to tell the tale. With your toodle-laddie whack for the laddie toodle-doodle. So take it nice and steady, boys, start to earn your pay. If you don't shoot too soon and scare the fish away, your trawl rubs all in order, your cork line, your bobs and all. Here's hoping that this good night's work will light your bumper haul. With your toodle-laddie whack for the laddie toodle-doodle-laddie.
North Sea Holes and the Fishing from Bob Fox and Stu Luckley, two songs that were composed and performed by Ewan McColl in his about 1969 radio ballad called Singing the Fishing. Here's Bernard Carney from Perth with a song called Reaching for the Light.
Somewhere in the south southwest, sunshine soaked and rainfall blessed, stands a forest strong and tall, the finest of them all. And I have slept by shallow streams and dreamed my eucalyptus dreams, and woken to the greys and greens, just reaching for the light. Spider's web and morning dew, flash of red-tailed cockatoo, unclenched fist of bracken fern, every twist and every turn leads me to this earth I love, and all the majesty above. Nothing wrong and nothing right, just reaching for the light. Those forests tall, we bear our fruit, we age, we fall. We grow so big from seeds so small, just reaching for the light. I had a friend whose life of ease was cut down by some rogue disease. He railed against adversities and came back to the light. Some will let their lives go cold, values lost or cheaply sold, growing sad and growing old, under stories seldom told. Our lives can never stay the same. we turn around and the seasons changed. There's nothing lost and nothing gained, just reaching for the
Bernard Carney from Perth. If you'd like to find out more about 2MCE, go to www.2mce.org, and among other things, you can find out information about the programs on the station, and it'll point you to podcasts. Some programs have podcasts, including this one. You can also find podcast playlists and information about Come All Ye by going to comeallye.com. Getting towards the end of the program, folks, and I haven't played a track from Bob Dylan. He did record quite a few long tracks, or has recorded a few long tracks. It would be most remiss of me not to play Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. So I'll leave you with this one. Thank you for listening to Come All Ye again today. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.
With your mercury mouth in the missionary times, and your eyes like smoke, and your prayers like rhymes, and your silver cross, and your voice like chimes. Oh, who do they think could bury you with your pockets well protected at last, and your streetcar visions which you place on the grass, and your flesh like silk, and your face like glass? They get to carry you. that lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophet says that no man comes my way. Should I put them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? With your sheets like metal and your belt like lace and your deck of cards missing the jack and the ace, and your basement clothes and your hollow face. Who among them didn't think he could outguess you with your silhouette when the sunlight dims your eyes, where the moonlight swims, and your matchbook songs and your gypsy hymns, who among them would try to impress you? Sad-eyed lady of the low, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I put them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? The kings of Tyrus with their convict list are waiting in line for that uranium kiss, and you wouldn't know happen like this. But who among them really wants just to kiss you with your childhood flames on your midnight rug and your Spanish manners and your mother's drugs, cowboy mouth and your curfew plugs? Who among them do you think could resist you? Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I leave them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I? Oh, the farmers and the businessmen, they all did decide to show you where the dead angels are that they used to hide. But why did they pick you to sympathize with their side? How could they ever mistake you. They wished you'd accepted the blame for the farm, but with the sea at your feet and the phony false alarm, and with the child of the hoodlum wrapped up in your arms, how could they ever have persuaded you? Said I'd lead you the lowlands with a sad eyed prophecy. I wear a size my Arabian drums. Should I leave them by your gate? Or said I'd lady, should I wait? With your sheep metal memory of Canary Row and your magazine husband who one day just had to go, and your gentleness now which you just can't help but show. Who among them do you think would employ? You stand with your thief, you're on his parole, with your holy medallion in your fingertips now that fold, and your saint-like face and your ghost-like soul. Who among them could ever think he could destroy you? Said I'd lead you the lowlands with a sad eyed prophet, say that no man comes. Now, should I leave them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait?
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.